although they both sides had intermarried, so there wasn't a clear-cut division of exactly where they... And they crossed the state line all the time because they were so close to each other.
And when did this feud get started?
Well, different people put different time frames on it. It probably started in the 1870s and went maybe 30 years after that, the core of it. Some people set it back as far as the Civil War, but I think that's stretching it a little bit. And, you know, we all followed along after it was the formal hostilities ended, I would say. But the core of it was about a 30-year period at the end of the 19th century.
That's a pretty long time for a feud. How did it all get started?
In my view, it was a matter of step by step. And some people point to one thing or the other, but there was some ill will left over from the Civil War, but that seemed to be healing. And then the first thing that probably sparked some further intensification of that ill will was a trial over a stolen hog. And the jury happened to be made up of six Hatfields and six McCoys. Talk about the setting for division right there. And one of the McCoys switched sides and voted with the Hatfield, and that was caused a lot of ill will. And then somebody from the McCoys actually testified against the McCoys, and he was ended up getting killed. But that nothing happened officially after that. And then a couple of years later, there was another step in the process when a guy that was described as a young womanizer, John Z. Hatfield, seduced probably a young McCoy girl named Rosanna, and took her back with him, got her pregnant, but then did not marry her. So she went back in disgrace, and that added to the ill will. The real spark came in the early 1880s when there was an election in Kentucky, and at that time liquor was not prohibited, so almost always there was drunkenness around the polls, and violence often sparked from that. And in that case, one of the Hatfields ended up being mortally wounded in a fight, and the three McCoy boys were being taken off to jail, but the Hatfields didn't trust Kentucky justice. So they seized the boys, took them back into West Virginia. Once the Hatfield died, they brought them back in Kentucky, tied them to some pawpaw bushes, and executed them.
And why is it? Apparently it's gone all over the world. People know about this. Why do so many people know about it? What's the staying power of this whole thing?
It's probably got that way for several reasons. One, it was the timing was just right, because this is when the people are starting to get turn out what they call yellow journalism, these sensational newspaper stories to sell newspapers, and so it made good copy. You had this woman scorned with Rosanna McCoy. You know, you had family ties. But really the key probably is the fact that out of it came a court case that went all the way to the United States Supreme Court, West Virginia versus Kentucky, over some legal issues, and that got a lot of national attention.
What prompted the feud to end?
Well, for one thing, a lot of the people have been killed off who were the core of the feud or arrested. Some of it was simply the fact that the people of the locale realized that this is creating great damage to our image and to our future. And some of it because some people were arrested and placed in jail and couldn't fight the feud anymore.
Kentucky's official historian, Dr. James Clotter, says many descendants of the Hatfield and McCoy families are still alive, and they get together every year for Hillbilly Days in Pike County. In fact, the areas where the families used to feud are now marketed by the state as a tourist attraction. With a postcard from Pike County, Kentucky, I'm Steve Hirschberg.